Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Philippa Carisbrook. International flights into Melbourne will resume from the 8th of April. Flights were stopped in February after a hotel quarantine worker caught COVID-19 from a returned traveller. The Victorian government has reviewed the hotel quarantine system, and airflow out of rooms has been blamed for the virus leak. Acting Premier James Molino says Victoria will accept 800 passengers a week initially, increasing to 1,120 after hotel ventilation assessments are finished.
I have written to the Prime Minister advising him of Victoria's capacity in terms of returning flights and our hotel quarantine system, advocating for a nationally consistent approach to ventilation.
The New South Wales Premier says she's shocked by an allegation that a Nationals MP assaulted a sex worker. Michael Johnson has identified himself as the politician at the centre of the allegation. He has resigned from his role as Parliamentary Secretary. In a statement, the politician says he's voluntarily spoken with New South Wales Police and he's confident any investigation will find he's innocent. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says she wasn't aware of the allegation until it was raised in Parliament.
I joined everybody else in being absolutely shocked at the serious allegations that were raised and somewhat relieved that it's subject to a police investigation.
Authorities in New South Wales say most river systems across the state have peaked, but floodwaters will remain for days. The State Emergency Service has issued an all-clear notice for Kempsey CBD, Tarry Estate, North Haven and Laurieton, indicating it's safe for people to return. But SES Superintendent Mitch Parker says Moree in the north of the state remains of particular concern.
We have not seen any lives lost or any significant harm in the Moree area at this point in time. We are encouraging people to adhere to any warnings and advice given by the Emergency Services.
The Aboriginal Legal Service says four Indigenous people have died in custody in just 3 weeks. 37-year-old Anzac Sullivan died during a police pursuit in Broken Hill last week. Earlier, two Aboriginal people died in prisons in New South Wales and another passed away in Victoria. The Aboriginal Legal Service says urgent accountability for the deaths is needed. The federal government has announced another $135 million to help the arts and entertainment industry recover from the coronavirus pandemic. $10 million will provide financial relief for artists, crew and music workers in crisis. Federal Arts Minister Paul Fletcher says the package will help keep people in work.
This is about jobs. We're getting performers and creatives back on stage. We're getting the backstage crew back to work and front of house as well. The ushers, the people in the ticket office.
Facebook says it's blocked a group of hackers in China who use the platform to target hundreds of Uyghurs living abroad with malware. The malware would infect their devices and enable surveillance. Facebook says the hackers focus their operation on activists, journalists, and dissidents. The shortest shipping route from Europe to Asia remains blocked. Tugboats are trying to free a container ship blocking Egypt's Suez Canal. The vessel ran aground after losing the ability to steer. An Egyptian official says it could take 2 days to free the ship. In the AFL, Port Adelaide captain Tom Jonas says he's ecstatic to sign a contract extension. It will mean he'll finish his career at the club. The 30-year-old has played 159 games since his debut in 2011. I'm Philippa Carisbrook. This is SBS News in Easy English.